There's now less than a week until the special primary election for Maryland's 7th congressional district seat. More than 30 candidates are vying for the opportunity to complete the term of the late Congressman Elijah Cummings. In such a crowded race, it could come down to whose message will cut through the noise and reach the voters. The 7th district has a little more than 500,000 registered voters. A plurality of them, more than 40%, live in Baltimore City. The rest are split between Howard and Baltimore counties. WYPR's Mary Rose Madden reports that campaigning in this large district is a blend of the old and the modern.
It's Sunday morning mass at Union Baptist Church in West Baltimore. The choir is small, but the organ is mighty. The pews hold a scattering of women wearing fancy hats and a few young men in suits. But for a Sunday morning, there are a lot of empty seats in this church. African Americans are a majority in the 7th District, according to the 2018 American Community Survey. For years, the black churches in West Baltimore were hubs for the city's African American community. They'd build political agendas and meet with candidates until they found the one who would fight on their behalf.
They were candidates out of the expression of the African American church.
Reverend Dr. Alvin C. Hathaway, Sr.
They were connected to a church. They were connected to a broad group of churches. And those churches said, hey, you're going to be our candidate. You're going to represent us.
Reverend Hathaway was raised just a few doors down from Union Baptist, the church he now leads. Today, Union Baptist is a historic landmark. But 50 years ago, it was one of the Baltimore churches that made a candidate. And he was close to the action.
Now, all during that time, I'm growing up in the church. I'm a child, but I'm playing in the church. I'm playing in the places where they were meeting. And they always needed warm bodies. I mean, my first get out the vote campaign, I was 9 years old. And I was putting door knockers on doors in my neighborhood.
He was canvassing for JFK. Years later, he'd help a group of ministers, professors, and activists called the Goon Squad get Maryland's first African-American congressman, Perrin Mitchell, elected.
So they have personalities within the church, within the community, but the people knew that you could hold them accountable. You knew that they were accessible. When you come to nowadays, that's not the case.
Hathaway says today, the black churches aren't able to push the people's agenda.
Unfortunately, what has happened is that many times the political class have used the church just as a political club, where they come to visit it, they look for their name, hey, you know me, I know you, but there's not a sense of accountability around what I do. That's a big change.
Dr. K. Wise Whitehead is the Associate Professor of Communication and African and African American Studies at Loyola University, Maryland. She says candidates are not only shifting their campaigns away from churches.
The old campaigning style doesn't work anymore. You just do big, large events and you wait for the people to come.
The candidates in this 7th district race are having house parties, meeting with groups like small business owners, and, believe it or not, old-fashioned door knocking as well as honking waves. Whitehead says there's room for the old ways, but a candidate needs to be looking for the voters.
You have to go to where the people are, and you have to make sure that you're actively engaging. And, I mean, there's an active campaign happening for the 7th Congressional District taking place on Twitter and on Facebook.
Hashtag Baltimore has been a hotbed of conversation between candidates and voters, she says.
Because that is where you have another opportunity to defend your record, to introduce new ideas, and they are using social media as that other tool to campaign.
So do all these tools boost voter turnout? Stella Rouse is the director for the Center for Democracy and Civic Engagement at the University of Maryland. She says candidates shouldn't look for validation in social media.
I think Twitter is a place where the most outraged people tend to go. But that doesn't necessarily translate into voting.
Finding the voters and motivating them for this special primary election in the middle of the winter, when people don't typically think about voting, is the ultimate challenge. I'm Mary Rose Madden, reporting for 88.1 WYPR.